सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। सो इन अवर लास्ट सेशन वी हैव सीन मनु एंड सतरूपा हैज कम आउट ऑफ द बॉडी ऑफ ब्रह्मा जी एंड दे प्रेड टू देयर फादर दैट व्हाट वी शुड डू। द फादर इंस्ट्रक्टेड थ्री थिंग्स टू डू। नंबर वन, यू एक्सपेंड द सृष्टि बाय प्रोजेनी। नंबर टू, दैट यू govern, rule this whole world on righteous way, dharma, follow dharma. And number three, that all your actions should be yajna roopa. Yajna roopa means all your actions should be for Vishnu. For Vishnu means for the happiness of Vishnu. Three things he said. So that instruction we are supposed to follow. Then after that she said, ki, okay, where will we stay? Prithvi is not there. Then I'm thinking that I was concentrating on the creation only. First came four Kumaras, then Rudra came, then 10 Rishis came, then Manu Satrupa. He was busy on that side. In the meantime, this earth has gone into Rasatal, deep into the waters. He was thinking at that time how to take it out at that time. Lord Hari took a form and it came out as a boar, like a thumb size. And within few seconds, it grew in a huge size, like an elephant, like a mountain. When the residents of the higher lokas, Janatapa Satyam, Rishis, Munis, when they saw, they started doing the stuti of that Bhagwan, they knew. And when Varahavatar Bhagwan, he saw that they are praising, his teeth were as if very, very cruel type of looking, but his eyes, people can see the Karuna is there. So when he glanced on the, all the devtas praising him, they started chanting all this stotra, and he was happy, and he again wrote second time. And then went deep into inside. And after that, he took out the earth. In the meantime, there was a clash with Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha was killed, and then he has come out. We have come up to that stage. Now, Canto 3, Chapter 13, verse number 46. इति उपस्थीयमानस्तै मुनिर्भिः ब्रह्मवादिभिः सलिले स्वखुरक्रान्तः उपाधत्ता विता वनिम् इति उपस्थीयमानम्। इन दिस वे बीइंग प्रेज्ड बाय ऑल द सेजेस फ्रॉम द हायर लोका मुनि भी ब्रह्मवादिभिः। एंड हु आर दीज मुनि? ब्रह्मवादिभिः, ट्रांसेंडेंटलिस्ट, दे आर द नोअर ऑफ ब्रह्मन, दे आर अबाइडिंग इन ब्रह्मन। ब्रह्मवादी भी सलीले, सलीले मीन दैट वाटर, ही केम आउट फ्रॉम द वाटर, सलीले एंड दैट वाटर। Swakurakranta, by his own hoops, what he did, Upadhatat. Upadhatat means he made a place. Upadhatat made a place. Abhita. Abhita means maintainer. Maintainer means the sustainer of the world. Abhita stands for Lord. Avanim. Avanim means prithvi. So the total meaning will be like this. Lord, praised in this way by those rishis versed in Veda, the Lord fixed the earth at a place scooped out for her by the pressure of his hoofs. See, Lord is all-powerful. He can place anything, any planet on the water or in the sky also. There are many planets in the sky. They are standing there. Akini. So why it is not drowning in the water? If we place one stone in the water, it will go down. Why this prithvi is not going down? It is his power. He can do any miracle. In the sky also we are seeing many planets. It is there. All are revolving at the same place. There is no clash in between two planets. So, kaise hota hai? And this is revolving. And there is no mechanical device to revolve it at a particular speed continuously. Like we have got a temperature, particular temperature of our body. It is maintained throughout the year, throughout life. Why year? Throughout the life. Pulse rate, it is being maintained. Who is doing that? Breathing. We may forget. If it is given to us at night, what we'll do? We'll forget to breathe even. So it is by him. He can do anything, any miracle. By heat, cold, and rain, he changes the color of all the leaves. Can we do it? Take a paper, put it in heat, put it in cold, in deep fridge, put some water in it. Will it change color? No. But he can do anything. For him, it is nothing. Placing earth on the water is nothing for him. And it will stay like that. If you go to Rameswaram, when Hanumanji and all that, they made the bridge, they show you some rock there, you know, floating rock in the water. They will tell you, okay, isko dalo isme pani mein, and it floats.
Saitam Bhagwan Urbim Viswakasena Prajapati Rasaya Lilaya Unnitam Apsu Nyasya Yayo Hari Sa Itam Sa, that Bhagwan Bara Bhagwan, Itam, in this manner Bhagwan Urbim, Urbim is again earth. Bhagwan Urbim earth, Viswakasena is the name of another name of Lord Vishnu. Viswakasena, who is he? Prajapati. He is the Lord of all being, Prajapati. He, Rasaya Lilaya Unnitam. Rasaya, from the Rasatal, he took out the prithvi. How? Lilaya, it's just a sport. It was a very easy thing for him to just lift it. Unnitam Apsu Nyasya. Apsu, Apsu means water. Nyasya, he placed on the water. Yayau Hari, and he disappeared. Yayau means disappeared. Hari, disappeared. So he took out from earth from the water, placed it on water, and disappeared. So thus, after lifting the earth from the Rasatal as if in play and fixing her in water, he, the protector of the world and destroyer of all obstacles, disappeared from the vision of Brahma and others. Brahmaji was there, others, all the sages were there, they were seeing. He disappear. You see, we have to understand one thing here, the avatar is always for a specific purpose sometime. Come for a specific purpose, then they will go away. Purpose done, gone. Narsimhatar, one purpose, gone. Shankaracharya, avatar of Shankar, one purpose, wrote the commentary, there was a misinterpretation of Gita and Upanishad, he did it, he wrote the commentary and went away.
Ved Vyas ji, another incarnation of Vishnu, came for one particular purpose, to codify everything in four parts. Why? Kali Yuga is coming. What will happen in Kali Yuga? People will not remember. Otherwise, all the Vedas were being remembered by Chaturvedi, Trivedi, Dvedi, and Vedis. Vedi means? One Veda they will chant. You will find this title, Vedi, Dvedi, Trivedi, Chaturvedi. So every day will chant the whole Vedas, memorize, and then they will teach to their children. And this way, this Guru Shishya Parampara, they were kept everything in the memory. But in the Kali Yuga, Manda Buddhi, Manda Bhagya. So this way they come, they do the work, and then go away. And we have seen in Bhagavad Gita also, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutthana Madharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamayam. Tadatmanam Srijama. I come. When it is required, I will come. It was beyond the capacity of Brahmaji to take out the earth from there. He immediately came and did it, went away. Ya eva metam hari medaso hare katham subhadram kathaneem mainah saranavit bhatyas ravayet bhositam janardana usyasu shridi prasidati. Ya one evam thus etam this hari medaso. Hari medaso, who destroys all the material existence. When your bhakti is matured at that time, Lord will come and destroy your all material existence. All material prosperity will go away. He will take away so that your attachment goes away. Once Lord came, went to a king's place. As a Brahman he came. And Raja said, I've got this much, I want that country also, this much of wealth. He said, okay, tathastu, you will get that. Then he came to a poor Brahman's place and he had only one cow. And he saw that this Brahman is attached to this cow, killed that cow and went away. Mukti. So this Hari is Hari Medasa. Hari Medasa, when the destroyer of all material existence for the Bhakta, not for others, only for the Bhakta. Bhakta is trying to reach him and the obstruction is all material things. So when he sees that the material things are obstructing, he will remove that material things so that he can straight come to him. Hari Mesa Hare Katham. Katham is narration. Subhadram, auspicious. Kathaniya Maina. Worthy to narrate. Kathaniya? Kathaniya means worthy to narrate. Maina? Maina means merciful Bhagwan. Merciful Bhagwan. Saranavit, one should hear it. Bhaktya, in devotion. You should listen to all this katha with devotion and your duty does not end there. Then one word is used here, sravayet. It is your duty to bring others also. Help others to listen this. So sranavita bhatya sravayet va usitim. Usati means it's very pleasing. It's very pleasing. It is auspicious. Janardana syasu. Janardan, Lord. Asya, his. Asu means very soon. Hridi prasidati. Hridi, he is sitting in your heart. Prasidati, he will be happy. See, if you listen to Bhagavad Katha and bring other people also to this mark to show them, this is the thing, you should listen. This is going to help you here also and here after also. Then Lord, sitting in your heart, will be very happy. Prasidati. So the Lord bestows His grace quickly on those that devoutly hear and narrate Sri Hari Avatar Katha. He, possessor of unheard of powers and reliever of all sorrows of creatures. You see, only the Leela of Bhagwan, Bhagavad Katha, for general public, only this will relieve all the sorrows. Very simple science is behind it. The people, Agyanis, are all roaming in the world. And we all know that Anatma Vastu gives us sorrow. So long they are there in the world, they will be suffering, always. So if they come to this side, if they talk about the Bhagwan or listen to their Leela Bhagwan, what will happen? So at least they are not in the world. The sorrow will slowly, slowly start reducing. There will be shanti, there is peace of mind. When we are roaming into the world, there is agitation of mind continuously. Agitation of mind is sorrow. When you listen to Bhagavad Katha, your mind is at peace. You experience sukh at that time. So all intelligent people should listen and encourage others to listen the Bhagavan Katha, Leela Bhagavan. 49. Tasmin prasanne sakalasi sam prabho kim durlabam tabiyaralam labatmabhi ananna drishtaya bhajatam guhay seha swayam vidatte swagatim paramparam tasmin prasanne unto him prasanne when he is pleased sakalasi sam all benediction prabho unto the Lord kim durlabam what is the durlabh what is the great difficulty he can give you anything of the world. Tabi alam labatnabhi, but all these are lava atnabhi. It's a very little thing you are asking. When we go to the temple, we ask, give me $100 or give me one house. What type of house you want? Oh, I want only 2-bedroom apartment. How much that costs you? Oh, 200,000. Because you want only a little thing. It's not durlabh, it's not very difficult for the Lord to give you that. Ananya drishtya, but nothing but with the ananya drishti, with a single devotion, bhajatam, if you worship him or engage yourself, guhase, resting in your heart. It's not that the Lord is in temple and you go and you have to worship there. He is already in your heart. Swayam vidatte, swayam personally, he himself, vidatte, executes. He executes. Va, swagatim. He gives his own gati. That means he brings you in his own abode. Paraha param. Paraha means the supreme. Param means a transcendental. So we go and worship in the temple for petty things. And in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that petty things are all perishable. When we go and pray to the Lord, you will find 99.9%. Why 99.9%? 100% people ask for anatma vastu. I am giving one word only, anatma vastu. Give me this, give me this, give me this. You are asking only anatma vastu. And with the same devotion, same puja, if you do for him with the bhakti, then he will give his own abode. Giving own abode means he will arrange everything for you. How you will go from here to his place. What is hard to obtain when he who is capable of granting all our desires is pleased? If you please him, he can fulfill your desire. And if the desire is that, oh Lord, give me Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion, he will give you that also. But we don't want Shuddha Bhakti. There also we go and barter there. I want a house of 200,000, but I will give you $10 only. And that also when my desire is fulfilled, then I will come and worship you and give you $10 puja. Those who worship him with their mind fixed on him, that Supreme Lord seated in the hearts of all confers his highest state of his own accord. That should be the goal. That is the goal of bhakta also. Bhakta also wants to be near Lord. How he does that? Dadami buddhi yogam. You have heard this sentence many times. It is from Bhagavad Gita. For his devotees, he takes care of the devotee. Dadami buddhi yogam. By worshipping or by devotion, you can please him. And after that, it is his duty to give you jnana, Dadami Buddhi Yogam. He will arrange. How will he arrange? He will send somebody to you who will give you the knowledge. Then you come to know that Jeeva and Ishwar is one and same. You are Brahman. Dadami Buddhi Yogam. So if we become Bhakta, the Lord will take care and Lord will take over the charge. He is seated in our heart and he will help us. We don't have to worry about the Gyan part of it. He will arrange for it. Ko naam aloke purusartha sarvit pura kathanam bhagvat kathasudham apiya karnanjalir bhir bhavapaham aho virajyat aho virajyet vinan naretaram. Ko naam, who indeed? Loke, in this life. Purusartha, goal of life. Sarvit, one who knows the sar. The sar means the essence. Essence means the truth. Sarvit. Purakathanam, of the past history. Purakathanam. Bhagavat katha sudham. Bhagavat katha? Bhagavat katha? The story of the Lord, Leela of the Lord. How is that? It's nectarial. Sudham. Apiya. Apiya means drinking. How is he drinking? Karnanjali bhi. It's not drinking like this. Drinking with the ears. Karna Anjali. As if the karna has become Anjali. Karna Anjali bhi. Bhi apaham. Which, what is that? Bhava paham. Bhava paham means it kills your material existence. If you listen to Bhagavad Katha, then all your material things or material problems will be over. Oh, alas, virajyate. Who will refuse this thing except Naretaram? Except who is not a human being. That means those who are not listening, they are not humans. Other than the Nar, that means a pasu in human form, only such people will not listen. Because it gives you such a wonderful thing, wonderful result. Still people don't listen. Except a beast of a man who, having discrimination and a true sense of life's value, would desist from consuming the nectar of Lord's doing, selected from the ancient tradition, if he had but once drunk a little of it, thoda sa pilo, with this cup of his ears and come to know its delectableness, he will never leave. So Leela of Bhagwan is Amrit. Nobody should refuse it. Those who are refusing it, Bhagwan says he is not a Nar. Nar itaram, naretaram is other than Nar, other than a human being. So here you will find the Varaha avatar is in the Samas Paddhiti. Samas means in a very brief, Varaha avatar is over. In one chapter, Varaha avatar is over. In Samas Paddhiti. And other method of discussing is your Vyas Paddhati. Vyas Paddhati means in detail. Like Krishna avatar will be in detail. There are 90 chapters written on Krishna avatar. But for Varaha avatar, only one chapter, it is over. Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramhansayam Sanghitayam Tritiya Sangande Varaha Pradur Bhavan Urvarnane Trayodasodhyaya. The 13th chapter is over. Now we enter into the chapter 14. Sri Sukh Uvacha. Who is Sukhdev? Vyasji Sansukha. What is doing? He is talking to Parichit. Why is Sri Sukha? Why is word Sri? Sri Sukha Uvacha. What is the meaning of Sri? I told you many times. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Sri Guru Uvacha. What is Sri? Sri usko kehte hain jo Brahma Vidya janta hai. One who knows Brahman is called Sri. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan knows Brahma Vidya. Sri Guru Uvacha. Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri. How the Hanuman Charisa start? Ah, you see, Sri Guru. In Bhagavad Gita, everywhere you will find Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Here, Sri Sukha Vacha. Sri means he knows Brahma Vidya. Sri Sukha Vacha.
Nisamya Kausaravinopavarnitam Hare Katham Karana Sukaratmanah Punasa Prapachatamudyat Anjali Na Chati Tripto Vidro Dhritvratah Nisamya, having heard. Nisamya, having heard. Kausarvina means Maitriya. The Sambad is going between Maitri and Vidur. Kausarvina, upavarnitam, described. Hare katham, karan sukaratmana. Hare katha, this is katha of Hari. Karan, what was the karan? What was the cause of this varahavatar? The varahavatar purpose was to lift the earth from the water. Sukaratmana, this sukar avatar, punasa prapacha, again he asked. Who will ask? The dialogue going on between Maitri and Vidur. So Vidur will again ask. Vidur heard this avatar, Varavatar. Now he will ask again, Varavatar. Punasa prapacha tamudyat anjali. How he is asking? With the anjali, with the folded and again to his teacher, Maitri, anjali. Na cha ati tripto, I am not fully satisfied. I am not tripta. I am not contented. I am not fully satisfied. Vidura Dhritvrata. Vidur asked this thing. Dhritvrata means he has taken a vow that I will listen to Harikatha. That vow he has taken. So Sri Sukhavacha, Vidur, who has taken a vow of hearing the Lord's praises, did not feel satiated even on listening from Maitreya. Maitreya, here it was written, Kausarvina, the son of Kusar, Harikata, who had taken a form of Varaha with a special motive. What was the motive? To rescue the earth. With joint palms uplifted, Udyat, this way he joined the palm. He therefore questioned the sage again. So listening to the Bhagavad Katha makes a man fearless. It removes the sorrows of the world. Sorrows always comes from? What is Anatma Vastu? It is world. So if you come out of the world, kya hoga? Sorrow will go away. There are only two things. We are reveling in Atma. Anatma. So if you are reveling in Anatma, what will you get? Sorrow. Because it is called Dukkhalay. In Dukkhalay, you will get Dukkha only. But if you come out from the Dukkhalay and come to the Atma, what will happen? Dukkh gone. Come to Atma. Sukhalay. You will get Sukh. Therefore, it is said, if you learn Vedanta, if you come to know Bhagavan, what will happen? Atyantik dukh nibritti gone. From anatma vastu, from world, I have come out. And when I come to Atman, then what will I get? Satchidanand, anand I will get. So atyantik dukh nibritti and atyantik sukh prapti, this will happen. It's not small petty sukh, atyantik. It's an infinite sukh you will get. Vidur uvacha, now Vidur is asking question to Maitreya. Tenevata muni sreshta harinam yagya murti nam adi daityo hiranyaksha hata ityanu susrum tenev. By him certainly, tu, but Muni Shrestha, best among Muni, Harinam, means Bhagwan, Yagya Murti Nam, Varavatar was Yagya Murti Roop, we have seen, each part of the Bhagwan was stated how it is one part of the Yagya, you remember? Yagya Murti Bhagwan, from my eyes, this is the ghee is coming, then the four legs are four priests,
were doing yajna. The hairs are like kusagras and all that. It's all detail came. When the devatas were praising, the sages were praising him, then they told how he is a yajna murti. Yajna murti na adi daitya Hiranaksha, original daitya, adi daitya, original daitya. Who is that? Hiranaksha hata, slain. Iti anususram, I have heard. What is the point here? The point here is that we have just heard from you, Munishrestha, how Hiranaksha, the first of all Daitya, was slain by Srihari, who had taken form of Varaha, representing all sacrifices, yajna. Now you see, Varaha Avatar has taken place two times. Varaha Avatar has taken two times. One was in Swayambhu Manu and another was Chakshusha Manu. Two times Varaha Avatar has happened. In Swayambhu Manavantar, he lifted earth, and in Chakshus Manavantar, he killed Hiranaksha. So the killing was only one. In Chakshus Manavantar, it was there. Not in Swayambhu Manavantar. And his color was white in Swayambhu Manavantar and red in Chakshus. Vidur has heard about one and wanted to hear about other. So there were two Varaha Avatars. Vidur has already heard about one. He wanted to know other avatar also. Both Varaha Avatar are of Paramatma. Whenever there is avatar, avatar is of Paramatma. What is avatar? Avataran. Avataran, what is avataran? Coming down. Coming down means what? From higher level to the lower level. It's coming down. In the present context, lifting of earth is our concern. There was, earth was in the waters, and our concern was that lifting of the earth. Hiranaksha does not come into picture. It was in earlier Manvantar. Hiranaksha and Hiranyakashipu were born and they were in waters at that time. They were in the waters, hidden in the waters at that time. Why were they not killed? When the earth was in water, how were they surviving? They were surviving because of their full devotion and worship done in earlier life. Full devotion. You remember who were they? They were Jaya and Vijaya. Jaya and Vijaya. That means they must have done worship and they have come so close to Bhagwan Narayan. They were not asur. Asur, they were cursed by Sanat Kumar and they become asur later on. So devata can also become asur. They are the parshva of Bhagwan. Because of that power, they were still there in the waters at that time. Tasya chodrata sonim swadrashtagrena lilaya daitarajasya cha brahman kasmad hetur bhum vridha. Tasya his cha udharat while lifting. Sonim is earth. So this is how many words you are getting for the earth. Earlier it was Urbim, now it is Sonim. Swadrishtan grena. Swadrishtan on his tusk, on the front part of the tusk he has lifted. How? Lilaya. Sportingly. It was a very easy task for him to lift that. Daitya Rajasya Brahman and king of the Daitya, O Brahman, Kasmad Hetu Abhut Mridha. Kasmad for what? For Hetu, region. What was the region? Abhut. What was the region at that time for Mridha fight? Now he wants to know what was the reason for the fight between Hiranaksha and Varaha Bhagavan, Varaha Avatar. Please tell me. As he was playfully engaged in lifting up the earth out of the water on the end of his tusk, what was the reason for such a conflict between Daitya and Srihari? Daitya means Hiranaksha. He wants to know that. Maitriya Uvacha. Now Maitri is giving answer for that. Maitri is giving answer.
साधु वीरत्वया पृष्णम अवतार कथाम हरे यत् पृच्छसि मर्त्यानां मृत्युपास विषातनी। साधु ओ भक्त ओ डिवोटी, whom is he addressing? Vidur. Maitri and Vidur are they are doing satsang. Sadhu, you are warrior. Toya, by you, prishtam, you inquired. Avatar katham hare, you want to know the katha, avatar katha hari. Yattam prichasi martyanam, that which you are asking me, avatar katha, martyanam, martyanam, those who are subject to birth and death. So we are all martyanam. We are all subject to birth and death. Mrityu pas, this chain of birth and death, mrityu pas, visatanim, visatanim means it can remove. This chain of birth and death can be removed by the harikatha. It is very good thing you have asked. So here Maitri is saying, I congratulate you putting this question which relate to Sri Hari Avatar, by hearing which a man is enabled to overcome the bondage of mrityupas, that is death inflicting sansar. So if you listen to Harikatha, it will cut the bondage of janma and mrityu. The cycle of birth and death will be over. Can anybody explain me how it will be over? Very simple science is there. Again, come to Atma and Anatma. We are reveling in Anatma. So long we are reveling in Anatma, we will be in the cycle of birth and death. The whole Anatma Vastu is coming, creation is coming, it is there sustained for some time and then die. This body has born on particular date, it will stay for some time, it will die. Is it not so? So long we are attached there, this cycle will continuously go on. And what is Atman? Which never dies, which never changes, it is unborn. It is Ajaha Nitya. Ajaha means unborn. And Nitya is eternal. So if you leave the association of Anatma and get associate with the Atma, then you also become Ajaha. Ajaha means unborn, Nitya, eternal. Hoga ki nahi? It is science. You become Ajaha Nitya. No more birth and death. Otherwise, people doubt, pata nahi, Bhagwan ki katha sunke kya hoga? This is written there. You will go out of the cycle of birth and death. It's very simple science. If you understand it, then it's very good. Vidur was addressed as a veer because anxious to hear about the Varaha avatar, Narsingha avatar. He is a veer. Otherwise, people are afraid, kya hua hai, maramari, there's a fight between Asur and Bhagwan. But he is interested to listen all these things. Devotee is not interested in sansarik katha. We all are interested in sansarik katha. When we go to party, we don't discuss about Bhagwan, do we? Never. So one who listens katha is relieved from the chain of birth and death. That we have seen, how it happens. Foolish think that the Krishna took part in Kurukshetra in which millions died. Foolish people think. But Bhishma Pitama, Krishna avatar means Lord Krishna, he killed everybody. No, he gave mukti to everybody. Who said? Bhishma Pitama said. Krishna has come here and he has killed all, both the Kaurav side and the Pandav side. How many people were there, we will be discussing in chapter 1 in our next class. They were all liberated. All were liberated, whether they were on the Kaurav side or the Pandav side. Yeah, everybody liberated. Truly speaking, it is said that when Lord blew his conch, at that time he has taken the life of everybody at that time. Nobody will be able to return from the battlefield. He has already taken the life of everybody.
taken the life of everybody must. It will come later on, it's going to come. Even if you see Diti will be coming, Diti gave birth to this Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu because of some wrong act, and she was very worried. Then Kashyap Rishi told that they will be killed by Bhagwan, by Sudarshan Chakra. Shiva became very happy. Why? They may not be able to see Bhagwan fully. At least the hand they will be able to see, in which he is holding Sudarshan Chakra. So even if they see the hand also, Shiva is happy. They will be seeing one limb, one part of the Bhagwan. It will come later on. So Katha Shravan is bhakti, is the easiest way to get the moksha also. Verse number 5. Yayo uttana padah putro muni nam gite arbakah mrityo kriteiva murdhanna grim aru roha hare padam. Yayo uttana padah, yayo vana by this. Uttana padah putra, who is uttana padah putra? Dhruva. Uttana padah. Detail will come, Uttanapad will come. The Manu Satrupa progeny will start, that at time the Uttanapad will come. Putro, Munina Gitya Arbaka, Muni by sage, Gitya, Gitya means he sung the glory of Lord. Dhruva sung the glory of Lord. And how was he? Arbaka, he was a child. Arbaka means child. Even at that age also he got it. Mrityo krishtaiva murdhangra. Mrityo, death. Krishtaiva, placing. He placed. What? Murdhani, on the head of the mrityu. What he placed? Angrim, feet. Dhruva put his feet on the head of Lord Death. Aruroho hare padam. And he reached the abode of Hari. So by listening to the katha, we all become capable of going beyond mrityu. Amrita. He came to the abode of Hari. And he went there with body. Nobody can go with the body. In Kathopanishad it will come, the Nachiketa went also with body to the Lord Death. Nobody can go to Swarga with this body. You have to drop this body. For Swarga you get another body. But Dhruva, it is said, he placed his feet on the head of the Yamaraj and went to the abode of Hari. So it was through the story of Sri Hari, narrated by Devarsi Narad, Dhruv, the son of Uttanapad, even as a child, set his foot on the head of the death and ascended to the abode of Sri Hari. So Dhruv did not care death. With present body, he boarded the spiritual plane and went to Vaikuntha Lok. It was because of satsang with Narad. Who gave him that knowledge, what he has to do to meet Hari? He gave him the mantra. And by that, he got it. Now, Diti is approaching Kashyap for progeny. Verse number 6. Atha trapito hasoyam suto me varnita pura brahmana deva devenam deva nam anuprichatam. Atha, now, atra, in this, api, also, itihasa, there is a history, there is an incident. I am by me, suto, listen, me varnita, I am describing pura, years ago it has happened. Brahmana, brahma, brahmana means brahma. Deva Devena is the devata of all devatas, god of all gods. Deva nam anuprichatam, devatas ask this question. Deva nam anuprichatam. So in earliest, devata asked Brahmaji about Varahavatar and his fight with Hiranyaksha. I have heard it is in parampara and I will tell you now. So Maitri is also saying that it is not my original thought. I also have heard. So it is coming in the parampara. So whatever I've heard, I am going to tell you. So I heard it from Brahmaji. Brahmaji was asked about it by other devatas.
श्लोक 7 दिति दाक्षायणी चत मरीचिम कश्यपम पतिम अपत्य कामाचक में संध्यायाम हृच्छयार्दिता दिति दिति वाज द वाइफ ऑफ कश्यप एंड सी वाज डॉटर ऑफ दाक्षायणी दाक्षायणी डॉटर ऑफ दक्ष प्रजापति सो फादर नेम ऑफ दिति दक्ष मारीचम कश्यपम पति एंड हु इज मारीचम सन ऑफ मरीचि इज मारीच मारीचम कश्यपम कश्यपम नेम पतिम एंड ही वाज हस्बैंड हु वाज हस्बैंड ऑफ दिति कश्यप एंड हु वाज कश्यप सन ऑफ मरीचि ऋषि एंड द नेम ऑफ फादर ऑफ दिति दक्ष अपत्यकामा डिजायरस ऑफ हैविंग ए चाइल्ड अपत्यकामा चकमे चकमे मीन्स लॉन्ग दिति लॉन्ग फॉर दैट आई शुड हैव ए चाइल्ड संध्यायाम इन द इवनिंग वी डू संध्या ना संध्या मीन्स when the sun when the darkness and light junction of darkness and light so there are two sandhyas one in the morning and another in the evening sandhyayam hrichya ardita ardita means she is distressed by what sex desire hrichya means sex desire a desire has come into her that she must also have a child this desire was very very strong in her so once diti daughter of daksha dakshayini who was eager to obtain a son sought the company of kashyap son of marichi while it was dusk gripped by the sexual desire obidu so guruji writes diti means diti and aditi both were married to kashyap kashyap married 13 daughters of Daksha Prajapati will come later. So, Diti and Aditi, what is the meaning of Diti? So, Diti means which divides into many. Guruji says which makes tukda tukda, make it pieces, pieces. That is called Diti. Aditi, who doesn't dot, cut into pieces. So, one who cut into pieces, so Diti got Asur. Aditi got Devtas, Aditya. Aditi son Aditya.
Verse number 8. Istagni jevam paisa purusam yajusam patim nimlochatarka asinam agnyagare samahitam.
What was Kashyap doing at that time? It is said, इष्ट अग्नि जेवम इष्ट मीन्स पूजा ही वॉज डूइंग पूजा संध्या टाइम एट दैट टाइम वॉज डूइंग पूजा वॉट इज अग्नि जेवम अग्नि फायर वॉट इज द जिह्वा वॉट इज द टंग ऑफ अग्नि द फ्लेम्स अस्नि अग्नि जेवम पायसा ही वॉज ऑफरिंग खीर पायसम ही वॉज डूइंग द ऑब्लेशन एट दैट टाइम पुरुषम फॉर द सुप्रीम यजुसाम ऑब्लेशन पतिम फॉर द मास्टर फॉर द लॉर्ड At that time, Kashyap was doing the puja, putting the oblation. Nimlochati. Nimlochati, I mean, at the arkam. Arkam means the surya was at that time setting. Nimlochati. As if the lochan were slowly were closing. That means it was setting time. Nimlochati. Arkam means surya, sun. Asinam. He was sitting and doing this thing. Where? Agnagare. Agnagare. What is Agnigar? Have you heard karagar? Huh? Gar means a house. Agnigar means yagyasala. Karagar, prison. Agnigar, yagyasala. In yagyasala, he was doing this thing. And samahitam, and he was completely absorbed in his worshipping. He was absorbed. So at that time, Kashyap was seated in Agnihotra Yajnasala with mind indrawn and concentrated. After having offered kheer to Sri Hari in sacred fire, it was time for sunset, sandhya.
So what is this Agnihotra? Agnihotra is a fire ritual. Oblations of grains, ghee are offered. Grain and ghee mixed together, payasa you can say, kheer you can say. It was being offered to Lord Vishnu. He accepts. All offering goes to Vishnu. Whether you are giving to any devta, other devta, ultimately it goes to Vishnu. Like the water, rain water, whether it is on the mountain or anywhere, it ultimately goes to ocean. Similarly, whatever puja we are doing to any devta, ultimately it goes to Vishnu.
Diti Ruvacha. Es mam tat krite vidvan kam atasarasana dunoti dinam vikramya rambhavi matangaja. Es all these mam to me tat krite for you vidvan, O vidvan, O wise person. She is addressing her husband, vidvan. Kam, kam is cupid. The desire of sex has come. Atasarasana, taking his arrows and trying to hit me. Dunoti, I am distressed. Dinam, I am poor. I am not able to handle it. I am weak at that time. Vikramya, it is attacking me. Rambhami matangaja. Matangaja means as an elephant. As an elephant pulls a... Rambhami is the plantain tree. Plantain tree is very soft. So if a hathi or an elephant pulls it out, it's very simple. That it has got no strength. If you see the stem of that plantain tree, it is only, the bark after bark, you can open it. It is not strong. So she is comparing with that. That like the elephant pulls out that plantain tree and crushes it, similarly, this sex desire, I am so weak that is it crushing me, it is attacking me. O Vidwan, I am under the powerful attack of God of love, Kam, with his bow in hand, driving me to his fulfillment of my passion for you. I am helpless in this hand, like a plantain tree in the trunk of an elephant. So beautiful Diti saw her husband doing the puja and he was fully absorbed. Kashyap was not seeing the beauty of Diti. At that time, Mahatma said, Diti said loudly all these things. To attract his attention, he spoke loudly. She frankly said about her kamvasana, it was not natural to disturb husband in dhyana. Normally, it is not natural. You should not disturb at that time. She could not control her desire, and it is the prime duty of husband to give her all protection by fulfilling her desire. And it is duty, husband and wife, it is duty to fulfill her desire. Okay.
Tad bhavan dahiya manayam sapatni nam samriddhi bhi prajavati nam bhadrete maya yuktam anugraham.
Tad, therefore, bhavan, your good self. She is addressing her husband, Bhavan, you good self. Dahyamanam, dahyamanam. I am distressed, I am burning with that desire. Dahyamanam. Sapatni nam, co-wives. I told you, there were 13 wives of Kashyap. So she was jealous of others. Sapatni nam. Samriddhi by their prosperity. She was jealous, Diti was jealous of the prosperity of others. Prajapati nam, they were having children. And Diti had no children, so she was jealous. Jealous of the progeny and the jealous of their prosperity. Bhadram, te maya anktvanam anugram. It is, you can say it's proper, bhadram is auspicious. Te maya anga yuktanam. You do the same thing to me. Do unto me. Anugraham, I seek this favor. So may God bless you. Please shower your grace to me. Please satisfy me. I am burning with the jealousy at the wealth of children which my co-wives have got.
Mahatma says, intercourse for begetting children is righteous. That was ordered by Brahmaji to Manu and Satrupa also. It's not something adharma, it is dharma, it is righteous. Intercourse for the sense gratification is considered adharma. If it is for sense gratification, then it is adharma. Diti had no sons, other co-wives had children, therefore desire for son is not unjustified. Diti's desire is not unjustified. Kassap was supposed to satisfy desire of wife. Being a husband, he should do that. What happens after that, we'll see on our next. He will tell Diti, this is not the right time, Sandhya is there, and Lord Shiva with his all bhut and pisach, he is roaming around on his nandi, on his vehicle nandi. So you wait for a few moments, let the Sandhya pass. But Diti didn't listen. And it is said, Mahatma Sev Kashyap also wanted, he also agreed. So they went into private. We'll see what Bhagwan Shiva does to her. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. So next week there will not be any class because Swami Ramakrishnananji is here. So that doesn't mean you will not come on the evening. The chutti is there so that you come in the evening. So in the evening when Swami Ramakrishnananji is here, you all come.